Over the past couple of weeks, we've been thinking about that 3,000 people in Acts chapter 2, who when they heard Peter speak and tell them all about Jesus, all about their history, all about how Jesus died on that cross, he was the Lord and Messiah, how 3,000 that day, part of that crowd, responded and were baptized on that day. Incredible. And in that crowd that day, I know there was loads of different variants, right? Loads of different people, loads of different backgrounds. No different to the crowd we've got in here today. Lots of different variants, lots of different backgrounds, lots of different faith experiences, maybe no faith experience. I totally get that. But there was a mix of people in that crowd who heard Peter's message. There was a mix of people in that crowd that day, as we hear in Scripture, that 3,000, and that was just the first day, by the way. That was the first day. That wasn't every other day afterwards. They recognized that this message of truth and hope, this message of forgiveness, was totally transformational. And they wanted to be baptized. They wanted to go into the water. They wanted to prove that they had decided to follow Jesus. There was an immediate response that day. Immediate. No, next week, 3 weeks, 3 years, 30 years. It was straight away. And that got me thinking about us coming here today for this baptism, as Luke and Lauren come into this tank, and as they declare to you today that they follow Jesus, that they love Jesus, they've been forgiven by Jesus. Their faith, yes, it was when they were young, but their faith has grown over that time with some bumps in the road, some time out and time back. But it's incredible to be able to share this moment with them. But I was thinking about these guys as I prepared for today. Because I know, I said earlier on, you're almost a year married. And that is pretty incredible. They say the first year is the hardest. 23 years in, I'm not sure I quite agree with that first statement. But I was thinking about verses, and these are the verses that I would normally look at when it comes to baptism, right? But it's verses that I believe the Lord put in my heart to speak into your lives and to speak into your lives this morning. And I believe that today, every single person in here is going to have to make a decision and going to have to make a choice and going to have to make a response. And the verses I want to look at today are found in the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. And these are verses that I really want to share with you, because I really believe that you guys are making this commitment as you do this together. How beautiful is it that a husband and wife today are getting into this tank? How beautiful is it to see this moment, that they are committing together in this moment, just as they did June last year, to give their life to each other in front of the Lord and in front of your family. You're doing the same again, but just in a totally different way. Joshua speaks to the people at this time, and he wants to challenge them. He's speaking to the crowd. He wants them to make an assessment of their life. He wants them to make an assessment of their faith. He wants them to take a deep look at what it is and who it is that they're living for. He wants them to remember their past and how God has set them free from slavery. He wants to remind them of God leading them. But he's also reminding them at this point, listen team, you've got a choice to make. And in Joshua chapter 24, we're going to read two verses. And I believe that these two verses have a forever changing impact on our lives, depending on how we respond today to this message of hope that we've sung about, that we've heard about. Joshua 24, Joshua is speaking to the people. In verse 14, he says this: "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors that they worship beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land that you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That's my prayer for you guys. My prayer is that you both will say, as for me and my household, whatever happens next, whatever life throws at us, whatever life looks like, we will serve the Lord. You see, the people at this time had a problem. They had idols that they had put in place of God. They put other things and other people and other things in the place of where God should be, worshipping other idols, rather than looking to the true God, the delivering God, the protecting God, the provision God. But no, they were deciding to go back and go and find other gods that would satisfy the longing, satisfy the thing that was in their life. They had totally lost where they should be. And Joshua says, you should fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Did you notice what the next word says? It says, throw away. Get rid of all the idols. Get rid of all the stuff. Get rid of all the things that are distracting you from God. Throw away the gods of your ancestors that they worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and serve the Lord. That was the choice that they had to make. That's what Joshua brought to them. And Joshua says, as for me, here's what I'm going to do. But the question I'm throwing to you today, as we think about this, is, does serving the Lord seem undesirable to you? That's what he asked the people. He looks them in the eye and he said, listen, here's your choice. Faithfully serve God, or ultimately faithfully serve everything else. That's your option. That's what it ultimately comes down to. What's life going to look like? But we've all got a choice. And I get there might be somebody in here today going, John, this is totally undesirable to me. I love what it does for you. Incredible. But it's not for me. And you'll leave this place and you'll continue serving the idols. You might not recognize them as idols. You know, might not recognize that you've put something else, someone else, in place of God in your life. But everybody does it. Can you identify what idols you have in your life today? Is it ourselves? Do we idolize ourselves? Is it other people? Do we idolize our possessions? Do we idolize the things that we have? The position that we hold in life? Do we idolize these things? What is it that you have in your life that today you could identify as an idol? You see, the reality is, anything that we put over God becomes our God. So what is that thing? What is that idol that is in your life that's stopping you, that's making it undesirable to say, no, I would much rather live for this rather than living for God? What is that thing? Because in reality, we'll be able to see what it is. Where you spend your time, where you spend your energy, where you spend your money, the relationships that you're in. Most of the time, you can get an idea of that one thing that, or multiple things, multiple gods that take your attention. And ultimately, these guys get into this baptism tank as them showing you, we've decided individually that we've thrown away the sin. The Bible says the sin that so easily entangles us, and we're fixing our eyes on Jesus. Baptism is a sign that you've thrown away all that old life, all that old ways, all the old idols. And it's a moment where you say, I'm living only for Jesus. And it's either really desirable when you see it in somebody else's life and when you hear about it in somebody else's life to think, I would love to know that. I'd love to experience that. How did you manage to experience Jesus at that age? And how has he been faithful through all this time? Or you look and you think, it's totally undesirable, it's not for me. And that response has a forever consequence. We're either living forever with God or forever without God. And the decision ultimately comes down to how we respond to these words that Joshua says. Listen, are you guys going to serve faithfully? Are you going to fear the Lord? Are you going to get rid of all the stuff? And are you going to come to the point, because he actually says to them, if you read it, he says, listen, if it's undesirable to you, he almost says that's fine. He doesn't say that right because it's no fine, but I'm just saying that. It's almost like, this is your decision. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You see, Joshua at this point said, my personal commitment, my choice, my decision today is to give my life to God. Personal commitment. Then he makes a together commitment. And my household. This is my decision, and this is how I'm going to lead my family. This is my decision, this is how